to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome in, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. This is the best in soccer talk and always fanatics. Your thoughts on the sport of football wanted, your opinion wanted. Agree, disagree, join the fray. Nobody knows all the answers. Neither do you out there. So enlighten me, enlighten the listeners, and don't be afraid to disagree and debate a little bit. 713-780-3776 is the number throughout the night. Remember that, because we will be giving out tickets to the Houston Dynamo and Houston Dash. 713-780-ESPN. So get out from behind the safety of the internet and come on and be heard. Now, we stream at ESPN975.com. For those of you on the internet highway, podcasts, also on iTunes, and they're also, again, on ESPN975.com. You click the audio vault, click Soccer Matters, and listen to your heart's desire. You can follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, through the show. We sometimes post some videos during commercial breaks to keep it going. Also over on Facebook, Soccer Matters. So we're into the social side of things. Get there, follow us, like us on Soccer Matters. Lots of great debate going on over there. Lots of great video. And we are leading the way in downloads, so thank you. Some things just take precedent in the world of soccer. Today, Dortmund winning the German Cup. The treble will not happen for Bayern Munich. We will talk about that. But some things are just bigger than Bayern and Barca, which will be a Champions League matchup so worth talking about tonight. They're bigger than Chelsea rolling to the Premier League title. They're bigger than the Super Clásico this past weekend in Guadalajara. Our lead story today on Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, producer Mike's birthday today. 27 years of age. I even got a smile out of him.
It's true.
Producer Mike, happy birthday.
I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you very much. I was wondering where you were going with that, and then I realized where you were going with that. So, well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. In all seriousness, I appreciate everything.
You got a poker face, Michael Carroll, and you know, to finally get a smile out of you, I feel like I've accomplished something. We could just pack it up right now and go home.
All right.
But I don't think we're going to do that. We got too many fervent soccer fans. We're going to post some real fun video of Michael Carroll getting a birthday cake today and some incredibly vicious vocals. When it comes to the singing of Happy Birthday. So if you want to see that, go over to Facebook Soccer Matters and check that out. Michael, talk to me. Hey, well, 27. You're an old man now.
I know. I feel like I need to get ready for retirement or something. real quick about the video. It's going to look like I'm mad, or it's going to look like I'm not caring. It's because I was like right in the middle of coming back from break. I was like in work mode, man. I stay in work mode a lot. So I'm always like going and everything like that. So when you guys came in, I was like wanting to be happy, but at the same time, I was like, oh gosh, I need to start this interview or whatever it was. So, but I appreciate it, everyone. I appreciate it. I put it on Instagram and Twitter and everything. The picture of the cake, I'll post the video as well on mine.
I was like, man, I mean, we're not even getting a rise out of him. This guy's like ice cold. And
I'm ice cold, man. When I'm in work mode, bro.
You're focused intensely, but I'm so glad we finally broke through that hard exterior and that, you know, you're a poker face, man. You're tough. you're cold.
Well, I do appreciate everyone's well wishes and everything. I appreciate you going out of your way to get the cake. I mean, I've heard you did some like circus act performance just to get it, so I appreciate it very much.
Well, it was fun to go get it. I mean, I had to go between heavy equipment on Shepherd because the place I got it, there was just the road is so chewed up you couldn't drive a car over there, so I had to kind of just run through, and there were guys yelling at me and saying I shouldn't be here, this is a work zone. And I just kept going. I pretended like I didn't hear him. It was a lot of fun, actually.
I bet. It was very eventful, I'm sure. And so I can't thank you enough. I've enjoyed working with you over these – it's almost been 3 years now. So I appreciate it very much. And you make me feel welcomed here. And with the birthday cake, man, it's awesome. I'm glad you didn't put, like, 30,000 candles on it, though.
No, I went with one because I thought it might be a fire hazard here at the station with AJ and Fred around.
It might be.
All right. Michael Carroll, happy birthday to you. And as always, and in all seriousness, tremendous work coming from you, your accountability, the way you do things here. Incredibly huge asset, not only to me, but to this station. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So we're going to get that video up ultimately. We have Oscar Perea, the head coach of FC Dallas, joining us tonight to talk the Dynamo FC Dallas at BBVA Compass Stadium. We'll talk with Tom Marshall, also down in Mexico City. Sal Mitha in Munich, Germany. So, you know, we're going all over the globe here tonight. We're going to Munich. We're going to Mexico City. The Dynamo FC Dallas at BBVA Compass Stadium this Friday. MLS fans, Dynamo fans, FC Dallas fans, are you excited about this? 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Chelsea, like a python, are so good at squeezing the life out of soccer matches and asphyxiating everyone, including opponents. They do it again against Arsenal. They get a 1-0 win. This title, as I mentioned two shows ago, was over. And those of you who are trying to tell me they would stumble, I understand that you were just putting possibility out there because of what we've seen in the past in the Premier League, but it was not going to happen with Mourinho, despite the fact that Diego Costa is out injured. They are winners. Nobody's denying that. Mourinho is a winner. His team is a winner. They are results-oriented. They are getting it done. If you're a Chelsea fan, you're popping the champagne corks right now. I don't need you to tell me that. I already understand that. So do many others. We know they're dominant. You don't have to tell me that. I know they're winners. I don't think anybody disputes that. Still, you don't have to like the way they play the game. And you have preferences when you watch soccer matches. And you don't have to like the way they play football. And Chelsea fans can get overly sensitive about this issue. And those who don't like them, who don't like Chelsea, and their style, their purpose of play, you can get oversensitive also. The fact that you care is the most important thing. But this is all about preference. A few things for me are fact. This team is built defensively around John Terry. Mourinho's tactics are elongating his career. They're extending John Terry's career because he's always snug with support. He's got somebody to his right and left, and he rarely gets caught isolated. He doesn't have to turn and chase going towards his own goal and try to outrun people because he can't. But he doesn't have to because of Mourinho's tactics. They rarely give space behind, and they're content attacking a lot of times with two and three players, four, because Eden Hazard's that good. But they're never exposed. That's the beauty of Chelsea. Now, John Terry defends for large portions of matches, but you know where he defends from? Listen to me. On their 18-yard line, there's nothing behind him but a goalkeeper. He doesn't have to worry what's behind him. What center back doesn't love that? sitting deep with your back four off your shoulders. It's easy money. I would argue he could not play in an attacking setup, having to defend as a starting point at the halfway line. On a Barcelona. On a Real Madrid. Well, Real Madrid sits back and defends deep. But on any team that presses, plays a higher pressing game, it would be difficult for John Terry. So think about that before you react. Now, it may be skewed because I was at BBVA Compass Stadium. But from an entertainment standpoint, listen to the word I'm using, entertainment standpoint, the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City game was far more interesting to me than the Chelsea-Arsenal game. As I watched both games. Of course, I did the one in a stadium. So there's a little bit of an unfair. You're in a stadium, it's a little different. It was unpredictable, the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. It was chaotic, filled with great goals, horrific errors in judgment, incredibly inconsistent refereeing, free kick mastery, and loss of emotional control. And a very open match. Open match. So we credit Sporting Kansas City for coming to play on the road and not sit in defensively. I think we need to credit more teams in MLS for doing that. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're going, Glenn, you are measuring MLS against the Premier League? How can you do that? You're comparing the Dynamo Sporting to Chelsea and Arsenal? They play in the greatest league in the world. How can you do that? I said from an entertainment value, strictly entertainment. So don't compare the quality of the two leagues, the players. I'm just saying on this day, and then the next 2 days later when I watched Chelsea and Arsenal, and again, I was live at BBVA Compass Stadium. It might have been different if I was in England. And there are those that take the beauty, I do know, out of a well-organized, drilled unit that defends deep. I do too sometimes. But I think it's easier type of football to play. Defending first, attacking second is easier. And that's just my opinion. And that's why, without a dog in the fight when it comes to the Premier League, I support teams that are willing to take risk. To create first, defend second. The Chelsea counterattack, apart from specific games, starts with a deep defending team shape. You've heard Jose Mourinho time and time again say, I don't want the shape of my team altered. You've even said he hasn't even wanted the ball. You heard him do that when he won the Champions League with Inter Milan. So what game was more entertaining to you? I'm asking you now. What game was more entertaining to you? Chelsea-Arsenal, Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. And by the way, have a little fun with it. The two leagues are in two different places. Fans are more results-oriented, I believe, when it comes to tactical football in England. Many of these teams in the Premier League are provincial. We are still enticing people in the United States of America to watch the game, become a part of MLS. Unique soccer fans, let's just take Houston, for example. Let's just talk specifically about the Hispanic fan, which, by the way, that's a very general term. That's a lot of different countries. It's Honduras, it's Argentina, it's Guatemala, it's Mexico, and there's differences. There's differences in the culture and what they like to watch in soccer. But one thing that I don't think is different, they like the technical side of the game, fans in these countries. These are unique soccer fans. They want to see goals. They want to see moments of skill. They want to see Giles Barnes taking risk, even to the point where someone might say, oh, you're selfish. You should have released that pass to somebody else. They want to see players that take care of the ball. They want to see the tricks and flicks and the entertainment and the taking of risk. And that's why it got stale last year at BBVA Compass Stadium. And for that matter, the year before. Newbies to the sport want to see the subtleties and the nuances of the game that are entertainment-oriented. The Dynamo Sporting Kansas City game was the most entertaining in the history at BBVA Compass Stadium, in my opinion. Hands down for me. Because it was a train off the rails. We didn't know what to expect. We saw 8 goals, the most in history in one Dynamo game at BBVA Compass Stadium. We saw Brad Davis, the set pieces this man was hitting on this night, remarkable. goes the number three all-time assist in Major League Soccer. Giles Barnes was electric picking up the ball. Servando Carrasco didn't know what to do with the man. Couldn't get near him, except to foul him. And then ultimately his coach took him out of the game because he was so overwhelmed. That's how good Giles Barnes was on this night. He was worth the price of admission alone. And then some people are saying, well, he's too big of an ego. Too big of an ego? Don't you want a goal scorer to have an ego? 713-780-3776. And then the guy who's clearly the man of the match makes an unbelievably horrific back pass, and the door opens for Sporting Kansas City to come back, and come back they do. It was the only way that Sporting Kansas City could be revived in this game. I want Giles Barnes to have an ego. I want him to take risk. And I'll take him missing a pass or two on occasion to bring that personality to BBVA Compass Stadium, because this is why people watch the game. 713-780-3776. Want your thoughts tonight. Also want your thoughts on Barcelona and Bayern Munich. The UEFA Champions League draw, Real Madrid and Juventus. Give me your thoughts on that. We've got the Gold Cup coming up July 1st, Mexico and Honduras. July 11th, Jamaica, Canada, Costa Rica, El Salvador. I've got some thoughts on Seattle, Portland. More Premier League thoughts as well. We in Houston, we can be selling out game after game like Sporting Kansas City. We can raise this bar. We can get more people involved with this game. I love what Giles Barnes did. Yeah, was it a bad pass? Of course it was. Did it change and alter the game and cost the Dynamo 2 points? Yes. Did they still have an opportunity to manage the game out? They absolutely did. They even got a second blessing with a Raul Rodriguez header at 4-3 with 10 men to see the game out, and they didn't do well with it. It's a learning opportunity, but it was entertainment. Take all of that aside, a coach that's got to be incredibly disappointed. This was entertainment at BBVA Compass Stadium, and I don't even know how many in the mainstream media even spoke too much about it. And there was a nice crowd down there, huge, I got to say probably 16, 17, 18,000 people there. You can't tell me they didn't enjoy themselves. I felt a different buzz from the fans. Before we go to break here, let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs at these restaurants serving up the best in seafood and meats. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus smoked salmon at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, which has got more of an Austin feel. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. They are also serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me for a great dining experience, Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. LibertyKitchen.com. My good friend Carl Eves, involved with the Houston Football Association, is one of the owners of Liberty Kitchen. Our sponsors, Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Gaspett Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale. Support these businesses because they are supporting Soccer Talk on the radio. All right, I want to hear from you. 713-780-3776.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. The number to call in, 713-780-3776. We got tickets to give away here tonight. We also got a word here right now for the Gaspett Law Firm. Working for you 24-7, the Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler, boat, and car, wrongful death. GaspettLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915. GaspettLaw.com. With the Gaspett Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. My thanks to John Gaspett of the Gaspett Law Firm. 713-364-0915 or toll-free 888-273-1045, both in English and Spanish, and we thank them. Also, the Gorgeous Gale, that's over in West University, the Irish pub. You get Irish hospitality there. Go see Peter over there. He's a Liverpool fan. Don't hold that against him. but Liverpool fans will like Peter. The Gorgeous Gale is a great place to celebrate with domestic and crafted beer, strong whiskey offering, great cocktails, exceptional food. It's thegorgeousgalebar.com, 5555 Morningside in West University. Also a great place to watch matches, Champions League this week, or I mean next week, etc., as well as Bar Munich down in Midtown. Thegorgeousgale.com. And again, by the way, our Bar Munich goal of the week this week going to Giles Barnes. All right, let's go to Brian. And you can call in tonight, 713-780-3776.
Hi, Glenn. How's it going?
I'm good, Brian. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. I just wanted to chat a little bit about the other Champions League match. I know, obviously, all the storylines behind Bayern and Barca, but to me, Madrid and Juve is equally exciting. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yes, and it should not be
offense versus defense.
Yeah, I think people are going to say that Real Madrid has gotten the better draw with Juventus, but let's not forget. There's a man named Carlos Tevez. There's a man named Paul Pogba on Juventus. Juventus has a ton to prove.
Because Andrea
Pirlo as well. They have a ton to prove, though, because in some ways they're carrying the banner of the Serie A, which has been down the last couple of years.
So I wanted to talk with you about that as well.
Okay, go on.
Well, you know, I'm 29 years old. So, by the way, producer Mike, 27 was a great year for me. Got engaged, bought a house. Happy birthday. Enjoy the year. But when I was growing up, AC Milan seemed like they were in the title every other year. Inter Milan obviously was strong as well, and now they're both kind of mid-table. So Juventus has been dominant in the Italian league, but it's hard to tell if they're quote-unquote back because the Italian league is down.
Well, I mean, they're in the last four of the Champions League, so in some ways I think we have to say they are kind of back. Now, can they strike a monster blow if they were to get past Real Madrid? Yes. Could that be a monster blow that reflects on the Serie A? Yes. I think the Serie A is making some strides. I think the huge problem there has always been corruption and almost the literal acceptance of corruption.
Poor Parma.
Yeah. I mean, having called Serie A games many, many years ago out in Los Angeles, two games every weekend, that league in the late 90s was unbelievable. Parma's at the bottom of a 20-team table right now. It just hurts to even see that. So Juventus has run away with it, too. Yeah, yeah. So Cagliari, Cesena, Parma, all struggling. AC Milan has lost their luster as a big club internationally, even Inter Milan. I mean, Inter Milan is so far off the title race, it's ridiculous. I mean, Juventus won this thing weeks ago.
I mean, neither Milan team is even going to sniff Europe, you know, champions or Europa regardless.
Just goes to show you how fast things can change. But I also think a lot of that is due to the nature of the league and the problems the league has suffered with its image. So let's hope it can turn it around. It was once the league that everybody in the world wanted to go to, and they don't anymore.
Is that just because of TV deals with, you know, Premier League with NBC here and obviously, you know, the Spanish League, their two showcase teams are on TV all the time, BN Sports here? I mean, do you think that's one of the main reasons, I guess, why the Italian League is suffering so much?
Well, it's possible, but I mean, there's also self-inflicted things. Again, I go back to corruption. When corruption's that evident, defined, can't be a good thing for any fan. And that doesn't mean there's not corruption in other leagues. It's just seems to be more prevalent in Italy, almost accepted. TV deals, well, you get the big TV deals because all the best players in the world want to play in your league, and that's the Premier League. The Premier League is not based on the English player. It's based on the best players in the world, and that's why they get the big, big, big TV rights. Spain, I don't think, is as competitive in any shape or form, top or bottom, to what goes on in the Premier League. But saying that, there's some bad Premier League games, there's some bad La Liga games, and there's some bad Serie A games. Just because you're the Serie A, the Premier League, or La Liga, or the Bundesliga, that doesn't mean there's not bad football played there. There is.
True.
Yeah, we just don't see all the games. We get the cream on the cake. We get the icing. And when we see that in America repeatedly and consistently, man, it raises the bar for Major League Soccer, okay?
Well, spinning off that just a little bit, Glenn, I think to me one of the more enjoyable and also entertaining games of the weekend was Burnley and Leicester City in the Premier League. Two teams towards the bottom of the heap there, although Leicester climbed out with their 1-0 win. But I love watching the relegation battles. I think that is super entertaining. I just wanted to get your take on the relegation battle as well in the Premier League.
Well, there's a great one going on in Germany as well. Yeah, I listen, when there's stakes, when there's something to play for, when there's meaning, when there's genuine dislike, these are all the elements that make for great games. Now, you may not have wanted to watch Burnley in the middle of the season because it got, at times, ugly. But when there's money at stake, when there's promotion and relegation, millions and millions of dollars at stake, cuts of TV money, it heightens everything. It heightens effort, heightens urgency. And that's been my argument with MLS all the time. When 12 out of 20 teams make the playoffs, how do we make the games...
There's no urgency.
Well, how do we make the games in June and July meaningful and urgent to fans?
And that's like Hull-Liverpool today. Hull gets the 1-0 victory, and that's great for them because Liverpool doesn't have much to play for anymore.
There you go. You just answered the question in some ways yourself.
Excellent. Well, I just wanted to give my two cents. I love the show. Keep up the good work, Glenn, and I'll keep listening.
Attaboy, Brian. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants. We're not going to commercial break yet, but I do want to just pop in here, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Award-winning chefs at both of these restaurants. Now, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe is near the Galleria, obviously. They have a great raw bar there. Then Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, got the smoked salmon hanging in the back. Both have great fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, amazing steaks, burgers, salads. They also serve breakfast on the weekends. It's libertykitchenoysterette.com. Gorgeous Gale over in West University. Irish hospitality at its best. Domestic and craft beer, strong whiskey offering, great cocktails, great food. TheGorgeousGaleBar.com, 5555 Morningside. Also a great place, again, along with Bar Munich in Midtown, to watch all the great soccer matches from around the world. It's thegorgeousgale.com. All right, so we continue with our discussion here tonight. Did anybody see, and by the way, I want to talk to you at 713-780-3776. A little bit later, coming up shortly, Oscar Perea, the coach of FC Dallas, Tom Marshall from Mexico City. We will go across the border to Canada. Lloyd Barker will help us preview Montreal and Club America tomorrow night. And Moises Munoz, by the way, has provided some great fodder and some great motivation for the Montreal Impact. Literally comes out, says, we're going to put 5 goals on you, which that's not going to happen. Moises Munoz also says that the Montreal Impact have been lucky. Says they're going to give him a thumping in Montreal. Now, by the way, it was sold out at 59,000. They've added seats in Montreal. The owner of the team, Joey Saputo, spent $250,000 in Mexico. This is a good one tomorrow night. Who's going to be watching? You interested in it? Club America and the Montreal Impact with a chance to go to the World Club Championships. 713-780-3776 is the number. Oscar Perea, Tom Marshall in Mexico City, Sal Mitha in Germany, and Lloyd Barker in Canada, all coming up as we go around the globe for Soccer Talk for you. Right now, I've got a 4-pack of tickets to the FC Dallas Dynamo game this Friday, May 1st, at BBVA Compass Stadium. Fifth caller gets them.